This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Well, good morning, America. Goodness, have we got a lot going on. This is Gun Owners News Hour, and hopefully you're living in a state that is unlocked now. There's 35 of us out there to a degree. But we have troubling things happening in other states, don't we? We also have some other things happening on the interwebs front. So we're going to start with the interwebs front, simply because, well, that's just where I'm going to start. These tech giants, whether they've been social media platforms or search engines, have consistently sought to silence conservative viewpoints, especially gun rights. Especially gun rights. On Facebook, you cannot do anything that promotes the sale of guns or ammunition. Although you can literally sell anything else on Facebook. Including that, I know that they try to do this policing and everything, but I'm constantly getting friend requests from young ladies that want to show me various body parts, which, you know, sort of defeats that whole wholesome family look they're trying to give. The family standards, as they like to apply to them. Now, Donald Trump, I've learned the hard way not to question what he says, because whenever you start questioning what he's doing or saying, you're going the way of the never Trumper, right? And you have to have a modicum of trust involved with certain things when you've got somebody working on your behalf. So sometimes we have to just let him do his thing. Donald Trump set a marvelous trap for Twitter. And he goaded them into censoring him. And they took the bait. I think he thought that when he was going after Scarborough, that would be the one. That would be what pushed everybody over the center. And it certainly did Mika Brzezinski. But they took the bait on his tweets about mail-in ballots and voter fraud. And mail-in ballots and voter fraud are also important gun rights issues, because what they're trying to do is they want to make the entire United States, like California or Virginia or New Jersey or New York, where they turn everything blue. So, it just becomes one of those things that they're just trying to perpetrate. Now, once in Twitter engaged in overt political censorship, this gave Trump the opening he needed to expose the tech titans, to expensive lawsuits and FCC oversight. See, you can either be what they claim to be is a bulletin board. Everybody is welcome. All viewpoints are good to go. I can tell you, as a user of YouTube and a owner of a YouTube channel, which I say that tentatively because at any given day they could just take it away. I am demonetized, but don't mind being demonetized. I wasn't making a lot of money on there. That's not why I got on YouTube in the first place. But that also means that the video that I put up there doesn't get seen. It doesn't benefit from search on YouTube, which, you know, YouTube is the second largest search engine on the planet. Now, Big Tech, which is located almost exclusively in the uber leftist Bay Area, leans. Lays left. They're not leaning. They're fully reclined. And from top management down to the recently hired college graduate, these institutions push a leftist agenda using their power of information dissemination in America. Twitter will ban or shadow ban a conservative. YouTube restricts and demonetizes conservative sites. And Google uses algorithms that force viewpoint discrimination on its searches. And Vox has openly admitted that the tech giants plan to use their vast power over information traffic to elect Joe Biden. Now, after Google, via YouTube, they demonetized Dennis Prager and his PragerU videos and hid them from searches. PragerU sued both Google and YouTube in a California federal court. And the lower court said that Google, as a private business, wasn't subject to First Amendment limitations, a ruling the Ninth Circuit upheld. In leftist land, the baker must bake the gay wedding cake, but the largest gatekeeper of information in America can do whatever the hell they want. That's the way this works out. And Trump naturally knows that big tech's viewpoint discrimination is a problem. He's known that since the day he was elected, that they would use their power to prevent his reelection. And his problem has been that his hands have been tied. Now, when he had a Republican Congress, when Paul Ryan was the Speaker of the House, if he had actually gotten off of his fourth point of contact and done something worth doing, anything worth doing, this would have been an excellent time to push through legislation akin to the Civil Rights of 1964. Recognizing the tech titans are places of public accommodation for ideas and that they therefore cannot engage in viewpoint discrimination. But unfortunately, we got the Russia hoax, which the Republicans failed to stop, combined with the Rhino hostility, which prevented him from doing anything. And then when the House went to the Democrats in 2018, he lost any chance of using legislation to tamp down on the Silicon Valley bias. So he's done the next best thing. He has baited Twitter to comment incorrectly on one of his purely political tweets. And when they took the bait, they provided an opening for Trump to issue an executive order, striking at their status as non-publishers, something that has kept them immune from defamation lawsuits and FCC oversight. And it is quite masterful in its composition. It reads, "Free speech is the bedrock of American democracy. Our founding fathers protected this sacred right with the First Amendment to the Constitution. The freedom to express and debate ideas is the foundation for all rights as a free people. In a country that has long cherished the freedom of expression, we cannot allow a limited number of online platforms to handpick the speech that Americans may access and convey on the Internet. The practice is fundamentally un-American and anti-democratic. When large, powerful social media companies censor opinions with which they disagree, they exercise a dangerous power. They cease functioning as passive bulletin boards and ought to be viewed and treated as content creators. Online platforms are engaging in selective censorship that is harming our national discourse. Tens of thousands of Americans have reported, among other troubling behaviors, online platforms flagging content as inappropriate, even though it does not violate any stated terms of service. Making unannounced and unexplained changes to company policies that have the effect of disfavoring certain viewpoints, and deleting content and entire accounts with no warning, no rationale, and no recourse. Twitter now selectively decides to place a warning label on certain tweets in a manner that clearly reflects political bias. As has been reported, Twitter seems never to have placed such a label on another politician's tweet. As recently as last week, Representative Adam Schiff was continuing to mislead his followers by peddling the long disproved Russian collusion hoax. And Twitter did not flag those tweets. Unsurprisingly, its officer in charge of so-called site integrity has flaunted his political bias in his own tweets. It then goes on to explain how 47 U.S.C. 230 of the Communications Decency Act has protected these companies by holding them harmless from content in third-party material on their sites. And the goal was to allow social media companies and search engines to delete sex trafficking, terrorism, threats, and other dangerous and illegal content without turning them into custodians and publishers of that content who then could be sued. The problem with giving them anything like this ever is they will abuse it. They will take this and turn this and say, well, this is dangerous, or this is terroristic, or this is threatening, or this is illegal, you know, especially with gun stuff. So that's the danger inherent in giving them any sort of leeway. We got to put the fence around these companies and tell them, this is your yard. Don't get out of it. And if they want to be a publisher, fine. Let them be a publisher. And then that will create the vacuum for the bulletin board. And somebody from the dark web will probably come out and create that for us. One can only hope. This was masterful. What Trump did was masterful. That's 3D chess all day long. Gun owners, you should be rejoicing. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Some disturbing stuff going on right now. My network, Genesis Communications, is in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And Minneapolis, Minnesota has been burning for the last two nights. And that's troubling. This is troubling for me because as a Second Amendment advocate, I look at certain cities that are under Democratic control, like Chicago, which had 73 shootings over the weekend of Memorial Day. And I look at this and I say, okay, here we have Democrats in charge, and the inner city is completely forgotten. And they're just letting these young men, who happen to be black, kill each other on a regular basis because they're criminals. They know where they are. They're not doing anything to stop them. They have a revolving door. It's like the left gets out there and sets something up to create a crime. Then they arrest the perpetrators, and then the justice system lets them back out so they can go create more crime. Like, havoc is the goal. So then we come to Minneapolis, where where the police, no police departments are trained to put a knee on somebody's neck to hold him down. They're also, none of them are trained to put a knee on somebody's neck when you got four guys and you got the guy, you have your person you're seeking to detain cuffed. No, nobody trains anybody to do this. So this particular officer who took this upon himself to do this, and the three officers who let themselves say, well, he's got this, and I'm not going to interfere with the brother officer, listen, some of you policemen, I know you get out there and you say, well, you know, the reason we can't solve crime is because nobody will tell us, that the community doesn't cooperate with us to try to catch these perpetrators. You guys sometimes have this reputation of getting out there and, you know, closing ranks. So, you know, that code of silence. So let's not, you know, let's clean that up. We need to have this cleaned up. These officers that did this, of course, they need to go down. They need to go down hard. The leadership of that police department needs to go down. The training of this police department needs to be pulled apart. I guess it was last night. Police officers abandoned the 3rd District Station, and it was overrun by rioters and burned. And the protesters were cheering. Now, one thing this will tell you is that I've long said that the purview of law and order rests in the hands of us, the citizens of whatever city, town, village, county, wherever you live. The reason, if it's peaceful there, the reason it's peaceful there is because of you. Now, in some places where certain things are allowed to occur with no retribution, then, you know, then things get out of hand. And then it doesn't matter how peaceful you are. Then you're faced with a decision. You can stay there or you can move. It's a heartbreaking situation to be in. The problem with what's happening in Minnesota is the looting. I get the idea of the protests. I know that, I understand the protests. Hey, listen, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm against that aberration that occurs like this. I'm against the aberration with the no-knock warrants where they bust in and kill a young lady who just happens to be black, shooting her 8 times while she's asleep. I get that. As a Second Amendment advocate, that makes me cringe. As an American, this makes me just almost cry. I get that. But what I don't get is when you start the opportunism that arises from this. It's one thing to get out and protest the injustice, and by God, let's go get the justice. If you're looking for the justice, I'm with you for the justice. But if you get out there and you start live streaming video where they show, if you're getting on Facebook, where they probably let you put it up there. They wouldn't let me try to sell a gun, but they'll let you put up a live stream of you burning down a police department from the inside. If you break into a police department and you set it on fire and you're filming it while it's going, you're not seeking justice, friend. This is not justice. If you're out there looting the Target or the AutoZone or whatever just happens to be in the way, that's not seeking justice. And I don't know what's going on there. I don't know if this is a lack of leadership. I've seen that the mayor, who's a Democrat, has called for the arrest of these guys right away. They've already been fired, and they're looking to charge them and a whole bunch of other things. But this is one of these moments where we should take the opportunity to get out there and put a whole lot of clarity out there. There's certain things that happen in certain cases. I was having a talk with somebody the other day, and I'm not a big fan of no-knock warrants. The problem with no-knock warrants is that in a lot of states, if people fail to identify as police, if you bust in on somebody, they might shoot you, and it might be upheld in a court of law. Because there's a lot of no-knock warrants that seem to get the information wrong. They either think these people are running a meth house or something, and it turns out they weren't, or they get the wrong address, or it's the wrong people, or it's off of somebody that used to live there 5 years before, but these people moved into it. It's bad. It shows a disturbing amount of lack of intel when they move in on these. And I just simply think that this qualified immunity for police departments needs to be rescinded in the case of no-knock warrants, because they're not identifying as police when they do this. I mean, I talked with Dean Weingarten about a case where they were looking for a girl that they said was a prostitute. So she doesn't show up at the place where they want to do this thing. So they go to her house, knock on the door. She answers the door. One of the cops tries to snatch her. She doesn't know they're cops. She starts thinking she's being kidnapped. She yells for her uncle. Firefight ensues. Uncle shoots a couple of the cops. He gets shot. Guess what? He's released. He did go to jail for a bit over this, and they were out there trying to make everything they could do to bury him, but he did get released because the cops never identified as cops. And I don't know if in law enforcement, if we want to get out there and have this kind of thing where they can just knock on a door and snatch somebody. So, on the one hand, we've got a lot of pain and a lot of anger going on amongst Americans that are wrongfully getting hit by law enforcement. And on the other hand, we've got a bunch of opportunists that show up like remora fish, and then they, while everybody's protesting, seeking justice, they go out there and they raid the liquor store. We must do better. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been arrested days after the death of George Floyd, which has sparked protest and unrest in the city. Here's Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been charged by the Hennepin County Attorney's Office with murder and with manslaughter. He has been charged with third-degree murder. We are in the process of continuing to review the evidence. There may be subsequent charges later.
John Harrington, the commissioner for the Minnesota Department of Public Safety, said the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension has taken Chauvin into custody. Floyd was seen on a disturbing video begging for air as Chauvin pressed his knee into his neck until he died. The FBI is also investigating whether civil rights charges are appropriate. Stay updated with everything going on around the world at USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News. The coronavirus began quietly spreading in the U.S. as early as late January, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, before President Trump blocked air travel from China and a full month before community spread was detected in the country. More than 4 months into the pandemic that has killed over 102,000 Americans, the new data is the first comprehensive federal analysis of when COVID-19 first entered the United States. It was also the first media briefing in more than 2 months. 17 Democratic senators sent a letter to acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf demanding that ICE halt the transfer of detainees in its custody and expand testing to stem the spread of coronavirus among detainees. The lawmakers are asking ICE to suspend the detainee transfers into the ICE system from federal prisons and state local law enforcement agencies. According to ICE, there are currently about 26,000 detainees in custody. There have been 1,327 confirmed cases of COVID-19. Across the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. What I'm going to attempt to do now is that I've long had this opinion, and I'm going to try to tie the first two things I talked about in this show earlier in the hour and show you why this has got to stop. Now, a lot of people will get out there and you'll be told that Trump supporters are violent. Trump supporters are this. Gun owners want to kill people. Black people aren't allowed to have guns. Minorities aren't allowed to have guns. The only people that have guns are racists and all this other stuff. Then they will also tell you a bunch of other stuff not having to do with anything, with guns per se. And you get this false message of what conservatives are. Then when conservatives try to put something out there, then that gets stepped on. And then a bunch of people begin to believe a bunch of things. And then you have things. And it may be generational, I don't know. Maybe it takes a little bit of time to work its way in and manifest itself in this way. But then, as the normal changes over time, as it gradually changes, then you get stuff like no-knock warrants and riots and looting and all kinds of other things in the name of this or that. Which brings us back to the interwebs, because the interweb is where a lot of people get their information now. A lot of people don't watch TV. I've got a 65-inch Mac Daddy TV downstairs in my living room, and I do watch it, but I don't watch it as much as it demands I watch it because it's so big and the Mac Daddy that it is, because I spend more time on the interwebs than I do on TV. Now, your freedom of speech is supposed to be sacrosanct. With the Bill of Rights, it was a confirmation of something that predated the government. You were born with it. By virtue of existing, you were born with it. So Now, of course, you can't yell, you know, that whole fire thing in the theater. What that means is you aren't free to inspire panic within the general public. But that's exactly what the Democrats do. So what if the general public has already panicked and the speech being suppressed is actually trying to calm people? There was a disturbing video of Dr. Yvette Lozano at an open Texas rally, appeared claiming that pharmacists have refused to fill prescriptions of hydroxychloroquine unless the physician violates the patient's right to privacy and reveals the specific purpose of the medication. And that is not only illegal, it is immoral. These alleged medical professionals are refusing to dispense medicine for a political reason, if her claims are true. Now, if you look up Dr. Lozano, you find out she's a practicing physician in Dallas, Texas. And according to WebMD, she has experience treating bronchitis, asthma, and other respiratory disorders. So therefore, the odds are that she knows what she's talking about and is telling the truth about pharmacists refusing to fill prescriptions of hydroxychloroquine. Maybe just because Trump talked about it and revealed that he's been taking the medicine to work against the Wuhan bat flu stew. And the best argument against prescribing the drug should be that it is unproven as a treatment for this specific illness. But that's not a very good argument because the anecdotal evidence and early studies suggest something else altogether. So the argument that the drug is potentially dangerous is ludicrous, considering that it has been safely and successfully used to treat malaria for longer than I've been alive. And that covers 60 years. The drug has been successfully used off-label to treat other maladies like lupus and rheumatoid arthritis, making the exaggerated concerns about the use for treatment of COVID-19 patients ridiculous. So why can you only find Dr. Lozano's video on African YouTube? On the internet, there are explosive and informative interviews with doctors and immunologists like Dr. Dan Erickson and Dr. Dolores Cahill, and short documentaries like Plandemic that provide an interesting alternative perspective to the conventional mainstream wisdom of how to resolve this supposed crisis. And the problem is knowing where to look. According to the conventional wisdom of the powers that be, that the unprecedented pain and suffering caused by shutting down most of the global economy did result in a flattened curve that saved millions of lives all over the world, so the benefit was worth the price we paid. But is that true? Well, for most people, it must be because the experts said so. But only the experts you've been allowed to hear have said it's true. And you weren't allowed to know otherwise because the information you're allowed to see on social media is being filtered. YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki declared that her company will censor any information that fails to conform with the message of the World Health Organization by flatly admitting anything that would go against WHO on COVID-19 would be a violation of our policy. So in other words, we're not supposed to trust and depend on the United Nations as our only source of information. And who believes the World Health Organization? Only fools like the CEO of YouTube. YouTube's entire track record on censorship is lousy. Dennis Prager, Steven Crowder, Candace Owens, every gun channel on there, James Woods, he's had his Twitter account with 2.3 million followers suspended or blocked multiple times for not being politically correct, but factually true. What's even worse, parent company Google can and will frequently bury fair and balanced information several pages deep in the deep results, search results, to create the impression there's only one side of the story. Only the most persistent, willing to go as many as 20 or 30 pages deep in the search results to find dissenting opinions, but they do exist. I'll give you an example. I filled in a local radio station. I live in South Carolina. And in South Carolina, I made the statement while on the radio that there is no provision for open carry of anything as far as a weapon. And a listener came in on the text line and said, well, there is. So when I went to look for that, when I searched this, the first thing that popped up was from the Giffords Foundation, Gabrielle Giffords. And, you know, it was coming from a gun controller slant. I wasn't looking for gun controller slants. I was looking for regulations, laws, you know, what's what? And that was the first thing that popped up, and that was on a Google search. Now, Facebook is beginning to fact-check posts from conservative voices, and they're beginning to censor content. But Facebook has made a policy of deleting any posts naming anything they don't want to like or anything. The only authority figures whose opinions are solicited and disseminated to the public are Deborah Birx and Anthony Fauci. They're both doctors, they're the ones that you see on TV all the time. We have no reason to doubt their credentials as experts, but do we have any reason to question their judgment? And at minimum, we have ample reason to wonder if the coronavirus shutdown was ever necessary. Dr. Lozada doesn't think so. Dr. Erickson doesn't think so. Dr. Cahill, no. And they have what seems to be fairly informed opinions. And for something to be out there for us to make the decision, you know, that was removed. Deborah Birx is married to former Bill Clinton advance man Paige Reff. Dr. Fauci wrote a couple of fawning love notes to Hillary Clinton, possibly calling their motives into question. In my opinion, they are merely human beings. We're all merely human beings, capable of mistakes like the rest of us. But when they continue to double down on it, well, that's another thing. So, what's happening today is the result of this has been a long game that's been played, where we're out there and we're told what we can and cannot say. And then we actually what happened in Minneapolis and with these no-knock warrants, these are real things that need to be attacked and eradicated. But there's so much minutia out there that there's no room for any calming voices to get out there and say, we're going to get to the bottom of this. And in the meantime, cities are burning. These protests are spreading. They're spreading to other cities. And, this could be a very, very bad summer. Plus, we're just coming off of being locked down for 3 months. There's a lot of tempers that are heavily frayed. This is sort of a perfect storm for discontent, if you would. But it's been in the works for a long time. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bill Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
All right. I am going to get out there and I'm going to enjoy life during the weekend. Hopefully it doesn't rain here. Where I live in the upstate of South Carolina, it's almost like I live in the Philippines anymore. And it's like spring has become the typhoon season. But I digress. Here's a couple of things for you guys to wrap your heads around, because both of them are pretty stupid, but one indicates what happens when you try to adapt to a situation. The other one is what happens when you don't pay attention to elections. Now, one of the recent developments in American life arising from these lockdown orders, none are so sinister as public officials encouraging people to inform on their neighbors and community members for perceived violations of supposed safety protocols. I don't know how to explain this, but I do see police out there enforcing these things with a certain zeal, and I know a lot of police officers that look at this and they're very disappointed in their brother officers, former police officers who look at this and they're very disappointed in their brother officers. But that's beside the point. This trend is made all the worse by the fact that people are getting an unprecedented glimpse into each other's homes through pervasive online video conferences now being used to facilitate activities like work and school and religious worship. And I mean, this is widespread. It is so widespread that I'm supposed to actually start broadcasting on a small TV network in Northern California. And I can't get an interface for a camera to talk to a computer, a webcam. I can't find one of those. It took me forever to find a green screen. So this is happening all over the place. And now we look at one family in Pennsylvania. There was some discomfort that a schoolmate's parent felt about seeing a toy gun in a Zoom call. It resulted in police showing up at their home. This coming from Sheila Perez Smith, the mother of a 7-year-old first grader. Perez Smith recounted how the child had received a plastic toy gun as a gift, which quickly became the boy's favorite new thing. And you know how that works. During a school-related Zoom call with his classmates and teacher at the Cumberland Valley School District, she said the boy was seated with the toy next to him. He was not interacting with it in any way. After the call concluded, the family received an email from the child's teacher basically saying that another parent of another classmate had been very uncomfortable by the fact that the gun had been in view of the Zoom call. Can we say Karen, anyone? But this was not the end of the incident. Within a couple of hours, Perez Smith said an officer from the Hampton Township Police Department came to their home and asked the family to step outside so he could question them about a complaint involving a child and a gun. The boy's parents explained that it was only a toy gun and showed it to the officer. They went on to reassure the officer that they have no actual firearms in their home and that everyone in the residence was safe and well. Perez Smith indicated she thought that would have ended any concern over the matter because, of course she would, because everybody is, this is a low-info voter. She said, I did not feel that there was something where they said, we understand, we just had to follow through. They took it very seriously as if there was some sort of chance that we had weapons in the home. She also said the police officer made a point of continuing to lecture the family about the necessity of keeping children away from any sort of guns, even once he understood there was no danger to the kids. Now, Ms. Perez-Smith stressed she did not blame the school itself and called Cumberland Valley a wonderful district that we have always loved. And the problem, she believed, arose because another parent claimed to feel uncomfortable over the sight of a completely harmless object in the privacy of someone else's home. I don't believe the accusation was made with concern for my own child, she said, but because the other parent objected to that parent's child being exposed to the sight of a fake gun. Officious busybodies are always being encouraged not only to report violations of public health, but also to call out perceived violations of political correctness during these virtual meetings. I mean, there's articles being written now to provide advice that warn, there were two professors at a state public university. They were warned that the sight of wedding pictures and references to fun family activities during online meetings can be construed as microaggressions. Strategies to counter these offenses, they counseled, include calling out microaggressions when they occur, whether naming them on the spot or taking action after the fact. And yet we have this example of one Pennsylvania family that this is radical intolerance on display. And this is where now the police are taking it upon themselves to lecture people on how to raise their children. And this is striking to the core of this whole lockdown thing. But Ms. Perez-Smith said the family will be opting out of future school-related Zoom calls. This will be further isolation of the children from their peers, but this is a necessary safeguard against the completely bogus accusations like the one her family endured. Not only that, but from the pontificating. Listen, if a police officer stops me, I'm going to stop. I'm going to follow his instructions, and whatever he wants me to do, I'm going to comply. And then I'm going to be on my way. And I'm 59 years old now. I don't need another adult lecturing me about what to do. And if you do, I'm going to call you out on it. And we'll see how that goes. Now let's segue to California. California has background checks for ammunition, and by December of 2019, they had run 345,000 of those and rejected 62,000 that were, legally entitled to purchase ammunition, including off-duty sheriff's deputies purchasing shotgun shells to hunt ducks. Now, of course, they blame glitches in the system, but Ari Freilich of the Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence, the system was working as intended as a red flag law allowing seizure of weapons from those who have committed no crime. Interesting, isn't it? We're not checking you. We're not checking to see whether you are good enough to be able to own a gun. We're just going to turn you down for a background check. Agents in California have seized 51 firearms, 28,518 rounds of ammunition, 120 magazines, and there was more. They found 116 grams of methamphetamine and a whopping 4 grams of heroin. Now, no word on whether those who possessed the drugs were part of any legal needle exchange program like the one in San Francisco. Californian Attorney General Xavier Becerra, gun violence is the last thing our communities and children should have to fear during a public health crisis. Background checks can save lives, and DOJ's firearms operations help make that happen. The California Department of Justice will keep doing our part to keep firearms out of the hands of violent and dangerous individuals. So what they're saying is that these people that they've seized guns from are violent and dangerous. And at the same time, these people have been, they encourage heroin use. They encourage homelessness. They encourage illegal immigration. They're locked down until they come up with a cure for coronavirus. They have all the recipes. They will be the next burn. You know, they normally have wildfires in the forest areas that come and sweep through the rolling hills of the very nice housing subdivisions of the very well-heeled and rich. And pretty soon their cities are going to be on fire. They're going to be Minneapolis too, because of the discontent that they are sowing. All of this based on disinformation, misinformation. And all of that regulated, the misinformation, is being regulated and perpetuated on the internet by social media. The same social media that comes after you is a gun owner. The same media that comes after you is a gun owner. The same governments that come after you is a gun owner. This all is intertwined, people. This is like a really well done notch that you put a drawer into a fine set of, you know, a fine wooden handmade chest of drawers. It all fits together. And it's all against you. Simply because you believe in the Constitution, you believe in self-reliance, you believe in your God-given rights, and this is offensive to people. This is offensive to people. They want to turn you in. They want to catch you. They want to turn you in, and make you toe that line. And one of the only guys out there doing anything about that right now is the president. And he's masterful at it, and it would be so much better if we actually could get the legislative bodies to move on this stuff. But we have an election coming up. We have a campaign season coming up. There's a lot of things we can demand of them if they want to keep the job. And this is the long haul we're in for. We're not going to do it this time. We didn't get here overnight. It's not going to be fixed overnight, but we certainly can begin. We certainly can get it going in the right direction. In the meantime, in California, they have released 3,500 prison inmates, including 7 violent sex offenders in Orange County. But hey, we're confiscating guns. More than anything else, I want you to stay aware. Keep your eyes open. We'll be back next week. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.